Welcome to the Own Your Stress podcast. I'm your host, Maddie Snow, a high achiever and former healthcare professional turned stress coach. Every week, we're going to delve into what contributes to stress and how you can partner with your brain to feel less chaotic and more grounded in life. This isn't your typical stress management. This is stress ownership. Hello. Today I want to talk a little bit about slowing down and doing less. And those two phrases, those two concepts go against so much of what we identify with. If you hear those and you slowing down, doing less, if you hear those four words and you feel a little bit of either a cringe or a challenge or some kind of discomfort, I want you to know that that is 200,000% valid, because it threatens almost our identities of success, like successful people, to think about the if we were to move slower or if we were to do less. And so what's interesting is we're coming into a time now where it's kind of a revolution with work and success and defining success. And we're starting to define it a lot more individually, which is fantastic. At the same time, a lot of us, for sure millennials and older, a lot of us were brought up with the ideals of success is more, work harder, get the promotion, advance up the ladder. That's the idea of success. Grow your business and more, more, more. So now we're entering a period where we recognize at this point that more, there is no limit to what more can be now. There used to be a limit, some limit to what more could be, because you were kind of limited to what you could physically do, because a lot, especially before we got so many online classes and you could get entire graduate degrees online, there was a lot that was location dependent, time dependent, that kind of thing. Now you can have a full-time job, get a full graduate degree, have a side business. There's all from your computer, all from the same computer, the same place. And so more at this point is not helpful, because it frequently means that we are more scattered, that we are less intentional. And so it's incredibly important now that we go into kind of individualizing success and managing our stress and creating a sustainable life that we enjoy, because our life is today, right? It matters how you experience life today. It's not just looking at 10 years from now, I hope my life experience will be better. It's recognizing that this is building your life experience every day. Your mindset, your values, how you decide to have a relationship with work and stress and life in general, that's building the life that you're going to have 10 years from now. So it's incredibly important that we understand that doing less does not actually mean we get less done. It means that we are spending more time with what we're doing. We are being more present with what we're doing. And that's important, because then you can truly decide where you're spending your time and energy and whether it makes sense. So often, and I've done podcast episodes on this before, I can't remember the exact percentage, but a large percentage of adults, especially American adults, are spending most of their time in the future or the past, ruminating or thinking about the future, but very little time in our present moment. But what you're doing right now, this present moment, each individual moment, is what's contributing to your life as a whole. We're not living in the future or in the past, right? We're living in, this is the only moment that we have control over. So rather than looking at doing less or slowing down as if it's compromising your success or compromising the value of your work. Look at it as getting deeper and more intentional and more present with what you're doing, whether that's in work because you're doing deep focused work and you're understanding how your energy works and whether what you need to be spending time on, or if it's spending time with your family or your kids, having, you know, do not disturb times with your phone so that you can just be in specific moments with your family or with yourself and just enjoying some time alone. It's incredibly important that we reframe doing less and slowing down in ways that are meaningful to us. Because to me, slowing down and doing less does not sound like something that aligns with my life in general. Now, sinking deeper into spending time outside, going for a walk, and listening to the leaves, having conversations with my wife where I am listening to her words and I'm present for her words, because we have all had those conversations. We have them every day, all day long, where we're half present, but we can't really remember what they said, but we think we heard most of what they said and we're just going to kind of fill in the blanks as we go. Nothing wrong necessarily with that. We can't spend every single moment exactly in that moment, but practicing bringing that deep presence to those moments, like having a walk without the phone, or, and of course I take pictures on my walks, so I do bring my phone because I like to take pretty pictures of nature. But we are not on our phones while we're on those walks. Spending time in those moments does resonate with me. And understanding that when I am spreading myself too thin, when I have too many, when I'm trying to touch too many things, that's doing too much and not actually moving forward. So I'm exhausted, I'm overwhelmed, I've started a bunch of things, but I don't feel like I've actually made progress on anything. And so seeing how you can redefine slowing down and doing less so that you can create a more intentional life experience that you are in, that you are a part of, that you are participating in, is the goal, is incredibly important. And all of that, I would love to hear what you're slowing down and doing less with, maybe what you're getting more intentional with, how you're employing slow down and do less in your life and making that valuable to you rather than what you're seeing on social media and trying to apply to your life, but it's just not working. What do those terms mean to you? I'd love to hear from you. On Instagram, I'm at Coaching by Maddie, and please let me know how this podcast episode went. It's super quick, but I think it's really impactful and important when you start applying it actively, which you're definitely going to do, right? Thanks so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the Own Your Stress podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to rate, review, and share it with everyone you love. If you're looking for more ways to own your stress, you can sign up for my weekly email at my website, www.maddiesnow.com. See you next time.